Thank you for contacting Omex Health. My name is Nas. May I please have the email and zip code on the account you're calling in about?
I believe it's under my email, amanda@eugenechiropractor.com.
All right, I appreciate that. Thank you. So amanda.eugenechiropractor. And can I get the first and last name on that as well?
My name is Amanda Stoddard.
All right, thank you. All right, let's see. Could you confirm your shipping address for me, please, too?
1000 River Road.
Like the complete shipping address. I'm sorry, ma'am.
Oh, yeah, Eugene, Oregon, 97404.
I appreciate that. Huh. The first name was Amanda, right?
Mm-hmm. Or unless, I mean, maybe you need the doctor's name?
What would be the doctor's name?
Richard Keim.
It was 9744.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'm spelling your email address wrong. Could you spell that for me again?
Well, it's the name Amanda.
Mm-hmm.
At, and then it's Eugene, E-U-G-E-N-E.
E-U-G-E-N-E.
Mm-hmm. And then chiropractor. Do you want me to spell that?
Oh, no, I can spell chiropractor, ma'am. Thank you.
Okay.
I appreciate it a lot.
And then just .com.
Mm-hmm. I'm not pulling an account.
Well, that's weird.
Eugene Chiropractor. Maybe I spelled it wrong. Chiropractor. That's chiropractor.
That's right.
Yeah. And EugeneChiropractor.com. Was there a Eugene.chiropractor? Just Eugene Chiropractor?
Just Eugene Chiropractor. Get into my email.
Yeah, I could try searching your first and last name, ma'am. Could I get that last name again?
Mine or the doctor's?
Which one would be on the account?
Well, the account, you know, the whole name would be under Dr. Keim's, Richard Keim,
right.
K-E-I-M.
K-E-I-M. Do you know where he ordered the product?
Pardon?
Do you know where he ordered the product? Is it possible he ordered it on like Amazon or?
No, I didn't. Not on Amazon.
All right. Richard is RICHARD. And Kine is, you said KEIN, right?
M as in Mary.
All right. No S, just M. I'm still not finding anything under that account, ma'am.
Okay, so CryoFreeze. I'm looking at, you know, a whole bunch of emails here from you guys.
Do you have an order number?
Yeah. Let's see, the tracking. Okay, I guess this is the last one. PRO-2013.
PRO-2013.
Mm-hmm.
Could you hold for one moment?
Mm-hmm.
I'm still here, ma'am. Just one moment.
Okay.
And I'm just confirming that the order number you have on file is PR is Pro 2013, correct?
2013.
Okay. And you don't have a number that, like an order number on your email that maybe starts with an SH or anything like that, ma'am?
I didn't see anything like that.
Yeah, this is what I'll try. I'm waiting for my supervisor to get back to me. I'm going to look up that email again.
Okay, I just found another phone number here.
Oh, yeah, this is Omax Health, so.
Right, this is not an 800 number, but.
Here we go. One moment, ma'am. I'm sorry for the hold.
So I'm going to need to hang up. Do you want to take my number and call me back?
The call center is always open. You can contact us at any period. It's just it might be a technical difficulty I'm having. I'm not sure, but I'm just not pulling any information up with the information you've given me.
Okay. So could I ask you another question just in general?
Okay.
Do you guys do drop shipping? Like, we have a patient who's going to be moving to another state. If we call you to place an order, do you just bill us and send it to the patient?
You can get the shipping address different from the billing address. You can get those separate.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well, I'll just give it a little while and then try back, I think.
Okay, no problem.
All right.
Thank you for contacting OMAX Health, ma'am. I'm sorry I wasn't able to help you.
Okay, thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.